continues to bring up those negative emotions. It adds to the suffering. It keeps the body in survival mode. It prolongs the stress on the body. According to Dispenza, this can change your body chemistry, and over time, it can even change your personality. Key takeaway: if your emotions and memories cause physical problems, you can heal your mind to heal those problems. Just as emotions, memories, and stress can lead to health problems, it is also possible to use higher forms of thinking, such as meditation and gratitude, to undo those problems. Health is influenced by both external and internal factors. The environment within your body can be influenced by emotions that produce chemical feedback. That internal feedback can signal the genes to turn on or off, sometimes with deleterious effects. Key takeaway: your past becomes your future. Most people engage in the same routines each day. Those routines become habits through which you run on autopilot. Your body takes on a mind of its own, running the show. Your body's past behaviors create your future behaviors, because those future behaviors are driven by automatic unconscious thoughts, behaviors, and emotions. You also tend to predict your future based on your past experiences and emotions. For example, if you had a number of tense or unpleasant meetings with coworkers, you may dread future meetings, assuming they will feel the same. Key takeaway: before you can experience the supernatural, you first have to learn how to master the present moment. Dispenza's concept of the present moment is more complex than just being mindful. It involves transcending beyond yourself and allowing some other mystical force to take over. In order to understand how to fix this, you first have to know how the mind works. Brain activation creates your state of mind. Your mind can be activated at different levels, such as acting more automatically, for example, when you drive a car, or thinking about things consciously. When you learn, you help build new connections in the brain, which improves the function of your mind. When you maintain these connections, it builds memories. People function across different levels of consciousness throughout the day, ranging from wake to sleep. Your level of consciousness is typically dictated by your circadian rhythm and the amount of melatonin your body produces. Exposure to sunlight alters both your circadian rhythm and levels of melatonin, which determine your sleep patterns, and therefore tell your body when it is ready to sink back into unconscious sleep. Sunlight and melatonin aren't the only way to adjust your level of consciousness, however. This can also be done through meditation. The key to mastering the present moment and accessing these new levels of consciousness while awake involves opening your mind to the greater energy around you. You must step away from your memories of the past and worries of the future and move into the present moment alone. Dispenza provides various methods of meditation to help you reach the state of the present moment and the supernatural state beyond it, which he addresses more fully as the book progresses. Key takeaway: your thoughts and emotions create an energy that can be helpful or harmful. Your emotional state and mindset create a certain energy that emanates from you. That energy runs at different frequencies relative to your emotional state. For example, negative emotions run at lower frequencies. In contrast, positive emotions run at higher frequencies. If you want to attract better things, you have to match your energy to what it is you desire. You have to let go of negative thoughts and memories in order to raise the frequency of your energy. When you think about the past or future, your energy is directed away from the current moment. This can direct you away from the things you desire, and you may then lack the energy you need to live in the current moment. Further, when you are stuck in a rut or constantly predict future negative outcomes, your energy will stay at a very low frequency. That energy will stay consistent as long as you are living in the past rather than the present or thinking about a more positive future. Changing your life relies in part on changing the energy you broadcast into the world.